Tantor Audio presents Good Dog, True Stories of Love, Loss, and Loyalty by David DiBenedetto and the editors of Garden and Gun. Narrated by Danny Campbell. Epigraph. If a dog will not come to you after having looked you in the face, you should go home and examine your conscience. Woodrow Wilson. Introduction. My life in dog years. As I write this, my 5-month-old son, Sam, is lying on a blanket in the living room, surrounded by toys. He's cooing and babbling and kicking his legs. Of course, I'm watching his antics with delight, marveling at the changes each day brings to his coordination and personality. But my eyes are not the only ones on Sam. Just off the edge of the blanket, my Boykin Spaniel Pritchard lies with her head on her paws, tuned to the action. Like most dads, I have big dreams for my son. Sam's youth will be filled with love, encouragement, and exploration. He will also never be without a dog. I believe nothing builds a kid's confidence and sense of worth like caring for a canine. Thankfully, my parents weren't cat people. The first dog of my childhood was a mutt named Flapjack. He came by way of a family friend who lived well beyond the city limits of our Savannah, Georgia home. The product of a tryst between local strays, Flapjack was flea-ridden and frightened of a human shadow when we picked him up. My oldest brother Bob, who had valiantly lobbied my parents for a dog, couldn't get close enough to pet Flapjack for a week. And though my parents had given in to Bob's pleas for a pup, there was no chance the animal would be allowed in the house. I watched as Bob...